Our topic for today is relief for problems with teenagers. For those of you who have parented a teenager, or if you have a sibling, a nephew, niece, cousin, or even a neighbor that is a teen, then you already know some of the challenges that teenagers face. In a few short years, they grow from being a child into a young adult. And for many teens and their parents, this rapid stage of growth can present challenges. Our focus today will be on those specific challenges that some people face. This does not imply that all teens present challenges for their parents. In fact, many teens are walking examples of love and integrity, strength, inspiration, and brilliance, even for their parents. The purpose of this series is to offer relief for those who are specifically moving through challenges. If you know of a troubled teen or a troubled parent of a teen, then you can hold them in your heart as we move through this exercise. If you don't know of someone directly, then you can hold the space for those who are in that situation. We are all one, and your willingness to be a witness to the truth for those who are challenged will bring healing for everyone. Take a moment now to hold that one person in your mind that has presented the most frustration during their teen years. Take a long, deep breath and let your mind go into that past, to the specific time when you were most frustrated or angry with this person. You might feel that this person said something that felt like a shot to the heart. You might feel like they did something that you never expected. Maybe it shocked you. Maybe it scared you. Perhaps you felt overwhelmed by their actions and you didn't know what to do or how to help them. Maybe there was an addiction and it was out of control. Maybe you tried everything you knew and nothing worked. Maybe you distanced yourself from them, or perhaps they distanced themselves from you. You might have said or done something you regret. You might have felt powerless, unloved, or even defeated. No matter how old these feelings are, you have tucked them away, and they must be released for you to have peace. Take in another deep breath and allow all the negative feelings to come to the surface. You know what they are. Go ahead and reach into your heart so we can release them together. Let's begin by tapping over the heart, and you can repeat after me. Remember to modify my words to make them as specific as you can for that person or your situation. Go ahead and repeat these words. There were times when I felt overwhelmed by this person. I didn't know how to solve the problem. I didn't know how to help this person. I couldn't give them what they wanted. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I didn't know how to end the frustration. Let's go to the top of the head. I release the past for both of us. I am willing to forgive myself. I am willing to forgive this person. I turn this situation over and I give it to God. I want peace instead of this. Now let's pause and take a long, deep, relaxing breath, continuing to let all those details come to the surface wherever you have packed them away. Many times we feel that mentally we are past the situation, and yet in the center of our heart, I call it our emotional vault, we tend to put away all those negative thoughts and feelings and emotions. We put them right in our heart, and we hold them until they are released. And today we can release all of these feelings together. Take another long, deep, cleansing breath, allowing your shoulders to relax, to put down this burden for good. Now let's tap on the side of the left hand with your right hand and say, even though I love this person, I was surprised by their behavior. I am willing to see the truth of them until they can see it for themselves, even though I did the best I knew how at the time, and it felt like it wasn't enough. I forgive myself, and I release the past. Let's go to the top of the head. I release all the guilt and all the roots and all the causes of all the guilt. Now we go to the eyebrow point. I release all the sadness and all the roots and the causes of all the sadness. Let's go to the side of the eye. I forgive myself for whatever I did that added to this problem. Let's go now to the cheek point under the eye. I forgive myself for my mistakes and my failures. Let's go under the nose. I forgive this person for their mistakes and their failures. Let's go to the chin point. I choose peace instead of this. Let's go over the top of the heart. I want peace for both of us. Let's pause now and take a long, deep breath, continuing to let go all of the tension and the tightness in your body, any place where you have judged yourself, any place where you are holding those heavy emotions, even your awareness of this person's pain or disappointment or their sadness with their own life, the things that you weren't able to change, the things you couldn't fix or solve for them. When we are trying to raise a young person or be an influence in their life, we get very disappointed when we cannot help them in the way that we really, truly want to help them, and we end up feeling helpless or weak or powerless, and this is not required of you, so we want to put those feelings down. Taking in another long, deep cleansing breath, exhaling and releasing all down and through your body. Let's go back up over the heart and repeat these words. Without realizing it, I created a story about this person. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I have been seeing them as a collection of their words, their actions, and their behaviors from the past. Now let's go to the side of the left hand. Every time I think of them or I see them, I expect them to show up the way that they always have. I have done this out of defense to help me to block against more pain. Let's go to the top of the head. I am learning that this story I am holding about them is holding the problem in place. On the eyebrow point, this story is reinforcing the pain. It is causing the problem to happen over and over again. On the side of the eye, this story is ensuring the problem, making sure it is never really solved. Let's go under the eye. I want the problem to end. I want to be free of it for good. I am determined to see this person differently. Let's go under the nose. To see the truth of them, the light within them, the power God gave them, and the purity of who they are. I release my story, and I accept the truth in the place of my judgments. Let's pause now, taking in another long, deep cleansing breath, truly letting go of all those heavy thoughts and feelings that we have poured into our own heart. If we want to end the problem and be free of it for good, there is an important step that you must do. You must forgive this person for every hurt, every harsh word, every wrongful choice, every disrespecting comment, every form of deception or abusive action, every time they were late, every time they lied, every time they let you down or ignored you. You must forgive them completely and see them without their past. Every time you think of them, you must be willing to see beyond their appearance, past their behaviors, and to hold the highest possible vision of who they are, and the light and the innocence and the greatness that God created within them. This can be very hard depending on what happened between the two of you. But if you knew this would end the pain, it would be well worth it. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches repeatedly that forgiveness is the key to happiness. We do not forgive to condone the wrongful actions of another person. We forgive them because we accept that what God created within us cannot be altered, not by our own greatest mistakes and not by the other person. We forgive them for what is not true, so that what is true can come shining in its place. Let's join together again and reaffirm our commitment to see the truth of this person, no matter what they have done or what they have said. Let's go ahead and start tapping on the side of the hand. I am aware that I have a story about this person. I have judged them and made them wrong. I have allowed their words or their actions to upset me. I have allowed this to block their light from my awareness. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am determined to see them differently. I am determined to see the light that God gave them in the place of their words, their actions, and their behaviors. Let's pause again, drawing in a long breath, filling your lungs, and then filling up the stomach area. As you exhale and release, allowing all that air to flow down and out of your lungs. Every time you draw in that inward breath, inviting in a higher wisdom, drawing in the light and the truth and the brilliance of your higher consciousness. Let's start tapping again over the heart with this one final round. Dear God, I release the past. Help me to forgive. Forgive this person and forgive myself. I forgive myself for any feeling that I failed them. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I stand in your strength. Let's go to the middle of the chest. I am renewed in your love. Let's go to the top of the head. I am comforted by your wisdom. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I accept that you have a divine plan for their happiness and also for my own. Let's go to the inside of the knee. You can use both hands if you have two hands free, or just one if that's what you have. I release the past along with all of my judgments. Help me to see the innocence, the purity, and the greatness of this person. Let's go to the side of the left hand. They are not their mistakes. They are not their attitude. They are not their behaviors. Let's go back up over the heart. They are whole as you created them, now and forever. Going to the other side of the chest, they are not their body. They are infinite spirit, eternal. They are not their past. They are one with you, present, all-powerful, complete. Let's go now to the inside of the knee point. I release the story from my mind, my heart, and my body. The story I carried about them. I release it for good. Let's go to the center of the chest. I am determined to see the truth of this person, that I may know the truth within myself. Let's pause now, taking in a long, deep breath, truly letting yourself have this feeling of release. It's time to free yourself. We do not want to carry these thoughts and feelings and emotions. They are blocks to the awareness of love. As you offer this space of forgiveness to this person, you are offering them heaven. You are extending the greatest blessing. You are giving them the great opportunity to join you there, to see the greatness within themselves. Let's complete with this final prayer. Dear God, we come to you together. And if there has ever been a young person, a young adult, that we have seen as troubled or challenging, difficult, or even abusive to someone else or abusive to themselves, please help us to see them differently. Help us to release the past, to look beyond their words and their behaviors and their attitude, and help us to see the love. Let us remember that only love is real. Everything else is illusion. We stand in this place together, in the light and the love of who we are, and we invite this person into that circle of light. We acknowledge that we are one with them, that there is no separation. We have never been altered by this person, and we have never altered them. That what you created within us cannot be changed or manipulated, withdrawn, or added to. We are your effect. And an effect can never change itself. We are grateful today that we are still as you created us. We are grateful that your love has preserved who we are, even when we have forgotten. Thank you in advance that tomorrow will be a day of miracles. Thank you that we are free because we are sinless, innocent, and loved. We accept our inheritance as you have given it. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me. In A Course in Miracles, in Lesson 153, it's called In My Defenselessness, My Safety Lies. And it says this: you who have played that you are lost to hope, abandoned by your father, left alone in terror, in a fearful world made by sin and guilt, be happy now. That game is over. Now a quiet time has come in which we put away the toys of guilt and lock our quaint and childish thoughts of sin forever from the pure and holy minds of heaven's children and the Son of God. Together, we place our future in the hands of God. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. And if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT and prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.